This is a dictation for patient Elandus Young, ELANDUSYOUNG. Date of service is 10-8-2024. Date of birth is 7-17-1958. Date of accident January 17, 2022. The gentleman Elandus Young is here for follow-up evaluation. He was initially injured as a pedestrian in an accident when he was walking in front of a car in a green light. Subsequently, he was taken to St. John Hospital Emergency Room, where he was operated for a cervical spine injury, and he had a fusion of C2 to C7 spine. In addition, patients started having severe pain in the mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, right shoulder, and he has done extensive physical therapy. Currently, he has had a series of six epidural injections to the lumbar region that has improved his well-being. And he reported that his pain is completely gone. And he also received four sets of injection to the right shoulder intra-articular and the supraspinatus, and that is also completely better. Similarly, his knee is also now doing very well, and he has no pain. He can walk very well. He reports a significant improvement, almost 50%. Redundantly, his left shoulder is the worst, which he is concerned, and he is expect. His range of motions are very minimal to like 70 degrees of abduction, and his MRI correlates with the severe trauma, including 80% rupture of the supraspinatus tendon and damage to the labrum, grade 2 slap type 2 tear in the superior labrum, for which patient was referred to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Gilliardi. The patient reported that he is too old to go for surgery. He really doesn't want surgery, and he rather try some injections and physical therapy. Currently, he reports no radiculopathy to the upper extremities or lower extremities, and other than the left shoulder and also some pain in the right shoulder, he is okay. Right shoulder pain is reported to be 5, left shoulder pain is 7, and he has a constant difficulty in lifting the arms, especially the left one. The pain level is usually maximum 7 to 10, and the ADLs are affected 10, and patient report 0% relief in the pain so far. He needs more help. Kindly review the record for the ADLs for system review and for the additional issues and substance abuse, as well as compliance plan, the physical examination, blood pressure 116/68, pulse is 53, pulse ox is 100. And his shoulder examination on the right, range of motion is 160 degrees in abduction and forward flexion without pain. But his Hawking-Kennedy test is still positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. Speed test and knee test is positive. On the left shoulder, the range of motion is quite limited severely due to the extreme pain. He can maximally lift up to 70 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which severe pain. Some weakness, motor weakness can be reported for the left shoulder to 4/5. Hawking-Kennedy test positive. MTBR can test positive. The speed test, knee test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. The spine examination, musculoskeletal exam remains the same for the cervical spine and lumbar spine, and diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to provide the patient with an injection to the supraspinatus tendon at his request to the left and the right. The intra-articular injections were not done as patient declined the consent for them. He only wanted the injection. Two injections on each side were done involving the supraspinatus tendon as a protocol. Medications were provided to the patient, which are include Celebrex 200 milligram a day, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 60 tablets, Alavil 50 milligram at night, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, lidocaine ointment for pain relief. These maps and labs have been reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance. His MRIs have been reviewed, right shoulder MRI, left shoulder MRI. He was told about the exercise. He's again reminded of how the surgery can be helpful. He was given all the options. His pain in the lower back is now completely better, so no other treatment. For cervical spine, he already has the surgery done and there's no thoughts about giving any more epidural injections to cervical spine. So the patient is almost to the road to recovery from where he has been. He's quite satisfied with our care. Regarding the procedure for injection of the supraspinatus tendon, the right side and the left side of the shoulder, indications are based on the MRI finding that show 50% rupture of the supraspinatus tendon on the right and 80% rupture on the left. Along with this, there is a anterior labral damage slap 2 on the left and also on the right. Patient was advised that an injection to the supraspinatus tendon along with injection to intra-articular will help. Our patient did not want the intra-articular injection today. Only the supraspinatus tendon injection was done. A total of 10 cc's of dexamethasone with morphine was injected 2 times in each supraspinatus tendon to cover the most of the tendon. The patient was advised that he should continue seeing an orthopedic surgeon for a possible surgery. If he can, he's also referred to neurology and also the spine surgeon for possible spinal cord stimulation. Home exercises are also informed to the patient. Thank you.